TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good afternoon. This is a beautiful Friday afternoon in the Phoenix, Arizona. We've hit 100 degrees, at least depending on where you are. It is hot. It is toasty. And man, it is glorious in the Valley of the Sun. Bobby Roode mustache. Glorious. I'm sorry. Bobby Roode porn stash. Glorious. In the Valley of the Sun. The voice you hear is, of course, mine. I am Greg DeMarco. You can follow me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. You can also follow the website on the Twitter at TheChairShot.com. Of course, the website would be TheChairShot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. The Chair Shot is chocked full of the hardest hitting reviews, analysis, opinions, and all driven to you with attitude. We have articles, we have podcasts, we have so much more. You can head on over to patreon.com/thechairshot. You're probably already a patron if you're listening to this. However, we give some out for free. We pass them around. We get feedback on them. I know people at their friends listen. You might get a bootleg copy. Whatever it is, head on over to patreon.com/thechairshot. It's just $5. You can't see me right now, but I hold up the number 5 when I say it. $5 to subscribe on the Patreon. You get every single episode of Driving with DeMarco. You get Pod Is More. You get the hashtag Miranda Show. ChairShot Radio, Patreon exclusive, and so much more. Early access, early articles, ad-free articles. I mean, what we give you for $5, other people make you pay like 50. Now, we have a couple of higher-priced options, but that is personalized content. We'll write you your own article. And if you want it to, it'll only be given to you. We'll do a podcast just for you. We'll talk about what you want us to talk about. Nobody else. And that's not even that expensive. Or, if you want to get expensive, we will come to you. We will hang out with you. That's crazy. But we'll do it if you pay up over on the Patreon. But you don't got to pay up big time to get in. It's only $5, and that's where you get the most bang for your buck. That's patreon.com/thechairshot. Now you're listening, you're reading. You also got to be wearing. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your very own Chair Shot t-shirt. We got Jesus Did the Job. Hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling. We got Chair Shot 316. The Corona shirt. And so much more, including Baron Corbin Sucks. Endorsed by the man who sucks himself, Baron Corbin. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. You can also head on over to thechairshot.com. Click store on the menu. It'll take you there. Or prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Now, this is episode number 10. We're about to have a lot of fun, so sit tight, listen to this one. It's going to be a good one, and then we head on into the weekend. Episode number 10 for the week. Topic number 10, I should say. Overall, this is episode 15. Topic number 10 for the week. Friday afternoon, we are talking about what it takes to make it in WWE. Now, here's why this topic came up, all right? I'll tell you a little bit of a story. Thursday night, there was an NXT house show. I can't remember where it was. It was on the road. It wasn't just one of the Florida Loop ones from what I can tell. And there's a referee by the name of Tom Castor. Tom was out there, involved in the match, doing his job, doing what he was trained to do. Tom's a good dude, a hard-working dude, and he's in tremendous shape, as most WWE officials are. Guess what happens to Tom towards the end of the match? Tom breaks his fucking leg. Like, grotesque broken leg. Like, hanging it up, you know, holding it up, looks bad, everything. Like, this isn't like some kind of fracture you walk around on. All right? Tom broke his leg. Guess what Tom did? Did Tom roll out of the ring? Did Tom immediately get help? Did Tom scream in pain? Tom finished the match. That's right. Tom Castor breaks his leg and finishes the match. Counts the 1, 2, 3, and then throws up the X for himself. I mean, that's just a thing of beauty. That's effort. That's something that we in the business world and lots of other worlds call grit. That's gritty. That is a gritty effort. That is someone who is striving to make it in this crazy ass business and in this crazy ass world. He's no longer Tom Castor to me. He is now Tom fucking Castor because he broke his leg and finished the match. All right, there are people who can barely hurt themselves and they're done. Tom Castor breaks a leg and finishes a match. And to me, that is emblematic of the larger topic at hand today, of what it takes to be successful, what it takes to make it to and in WWE. Because here's the thing about WWE. It is the pinnacle. You can complain about WWE all you want. You can bitch about creative. You can say they're misusing your favorite wrestler. You can talk about Kevin Dunn. You can bitch about the camera shots. You can complain because there was a light shining on you. Whatever the hell you want to complain about. But here's the thing about WWE. It is the mountaintop. It's where nearly everybody involved in this business wants to end up. Or maybe if that age has surpassed them, it's where they wanted to end up. There are very, very, very few people in this business who didn't want to make it to WWE. It's a fun narrative to say sometimes that that's not what you want, but you wanted it at some point. If you took a bet on everybody you see in wrestling that they wanted to make the WWE at some point in time in their lives, you would come out ahead, way ahead. There might be a handful that legitimately didn't want it, but by and large, the majority of people in this business wanted to, and will want to make it into WWE. But there's a reason why you can't. There's a reason why it's so hard. Because they set up a barrier around WWE. It's like if you were trying to attack a castle, they're not going to just let you waltz in and take out the king. They're not just going to let you waltz in, take the castle, and take over the land. That shit doesn't happen that way. There's a moat with a fucking dragon in it. Alligators and dragons and monsters. And there are guard towers with spears. And there are cannonballs and all kinds of weapons and a giant fucking wall. And animal dogs, rabid, nasty dogs on the other side. All designed to keep you out. And very few, maybe one person, will defeat all that shit and get in. Because they had that grit. They had that determination. They had that stick-to-itiveness, as people say. The testicular fortitude, as Mick Foley, as Mankind would call it. And it's just so rare in this business that people have it to make it there. Because it's WWE. And you know, it's easy to say it shouldn't be that way, or it doesn't have to be that way, but it does. It does need to be that way. That's why Enzo and Cass didn't make it. Because they couldn't keep their shit straight. Some people will get there and then not make it. Because sometimes you can get there without having what you need. But you won't stay. Very few people stay without what they need. Because there's somebody else willing to work hard. Willing to come in early and stay late. And it starts at the top. Vincent McMahon. Vince doesn't sleep. Vince works out at 2 in the morning. That's why there's a gym at Titan Towers. Vince makes creative work at 10 o'clock at night. Because that's what he would do. Vince took crazy spots, busted his ass, worked a cage match with Stone Cold Steve Austin. Because that's Vince McMahon. And when the top does it, everyone else has to do it, or somebody else will. And what's crazy is, we don't get it. We're all out here complaining the wrestlers are overworked. Take a look at Sasha Banks and the recent thing that came out about Sasha Banks. Sasha liked an Instagram comment. Now, I know it's crazy that this is even newsworthy. That she liked an Instagram comment. But what the Instagram comment that she liked say? You need a break. You need a vacation. You're overworked. Well, shit, so was all the people that are still there. And sure, it'd be nice if they had an off season. It'd be nice if they had health insurance, if they had savings plans, if they could save for retirement. But guess what? You can buy health insurance. You can invest in your own retirement. You don't need WWE to do that because they're paying you a six-figure salary. All right, pretty much the basement level of talent there makes like 200 grand a year. They can invest that shit. But what's funny is we complain. We complain about what it takes to make it to WWE because most of us wouldn't do it. Take a look at where you work. Take a good, hard look at your workplace. And look at who's at the top of the mountain on your workplace. They probably work too much. They probably sacrificed, missed time with their families, or don't have a family because they don't have time for it. Because that's what it takes. Is it right? Probably not. But that's America. If you don't like it, leave. I mean, shit. I don't think we're going to change it in our lifetimes. Maybe we can change it for our kids or for our grandkids. But it takes hard work and dedication to make it in this country. And that's where WWE primarily does business. We're not the kind of country that has 2-hour nap time in the middle of the day. I wish we did. I'd take full advantage of it. I'd probably play on the computer. But still, we just don't have that. And there are studies that show it's beneficial. And it would work. But there are people out there who will grind and grind and grind until they're either wear themselves till they're gone or until they make it. And that's what WWE is. And that's where the phrase, the business owes you nothing, comes from. Because 9 out of 10 people will grind and grind and grind. Those grinders, okay? I'm not talking about 9 out of 10 people in wrestling. I'm talking about the 9 out of 10 people who work hard and grind. They will grind and grind and grind. They will do everything they need to do to set themselves apart. They will be the part, look the part, have the skill and talent for the part. And they will wear away because they have grinded so hard so that that one person out of 10 can make it. So that that Seth Rollins can make it. So that that Roman Reigns can make it. And I know you're probably rolling your eyes now because Roman didn't cut his teeth on the Indies. He played football. He worked out. Think about life on the road. Early morning flights. Late arrivals. Delays in airports. You get to the hotel. You're tired and you want to sleep. But you're either going to the gym now or you're going to the gym when you get up. Because you got to look the part. You can't stop looking the part. You take off that flak jacket, Roman Reigns looks the part. Got it? WWE is a grind. That's what it takes to make it in WWE. That's why too many people are out here working their minimum wage jobs and complaining about it. Complaining that minimum wage should be higher. When the person who's grinding and busting their ass now realizes they're going to have to raise prices and possibly lose business because minimum wage needs to be higher. Bust your ass and grind and you might make it. But know that in this crazy world of wrestling, there may not be a return on that investment. And that's not your fault. I talked about strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And threats are things you have no control over. And you might do everything in your power to make it to WWE. And you might be everything they want and need and still not make it. And that's just the damn way it is. But Tom Castor will get in that ring, break his fucking leg, and finish the match. And I need you to tell me if you're willing to do that. Some people just can't handle that kind of pain. It's not even an option for them. They could never even make the choice between finish or not finish. Their bodies, their makeup, how they're wired has determined for them not finish. I could finish the match. Would I? I don't know. I've never been in that situation. I'd like to think I would. But I can't tell you because I haven't broken my leg while refereeing a wrestling match. But I've scratched and I've clawed and I've grinded. And I'm still here. You know, I worked for a company for 8 years. They shut that fucker down. I went and got another job. You know, that's what you have to do. I got a job and landed on my feet, making twice as much as a lot of my colleagues who had to take lesser jobs. Because I was already looking, because I saw it coming. But this isn't really about me. This is about WWE. You've got to be willing to push, fight, and claw. Look at a lot of the agents. Sanjay Dutt was an indie wrestler in Virginia who wasn't really all that great at first and didn't have the look. But he busted his ass. He got better. He got a shot in TNA. He made the most of it, became an agent and a producer for Impact Wrestling, and now he's doing it for WWE. Look at Adam Pearce. You guys know how much I love Adam Pearce. Indie journeyman who saw an opportunity with the National Wrestling Alliance. They held a huge tournament to crown a new champion. He wasn't even supposed to win that shit. Bryan Danielson was. Daniel Bryan. He got hurt, fucked up his eye. Guess what? Adam Pearce becomes the champion. Pearce had lost on his way, but replaced Bryan in the match, becomes the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion. Holds that thing five times. Now, the NWA got all screwed up. It ended up not working out for Pearce that way, but he stuck with it. He never stopped. He was Booker of Ring of Honor. He was a performer for Ring of Honor. He did so much in this business. Guess what? He did guest shots down in NXT. And next thing you know, they hired him. They hired him to be a coach in NXT. Now he's a producer. He's a producer for WWE. He's the lead producer for 205 Live. He worked his ass off. He was grinding and he never gave up. That's what it takes to be successful. And when you look at someone who you go to your indie, your local indie, and you're like, man, I'd love to see this guy on Raw. Are they willing to break their leg and finish the match? Because that's what it takes. You got to make every shot. All right? Sasha Banks is liking an Instagram comment about how hard she works and how she needs a vacation. But you got to make the shot. In Cheyenne, Wyoming, which might get a show every 18 to 24 months. Because that's their one chance to go. Those kids sit around and they wait a year and a half to 2 years for WWE to come to town. And Roman Reigns would be there. It took cancer for Roman Reigns not to be there. And the moment he could come back, he did. He didn't milk it. He didn't take weeks off because he needed to decide what he wanted to do with his future. And look, if you don't have it, if Sasha Banks doesn't have it, great. But this is what it takes to make it in WWE. I believe a Sasha Banks does have it. I believe a Dean Ambrose does have it. Hopefully, they sort their shit out and they come back because they're brilliant and amazing performers. But it takes more than being a brilliant and amazing performer to make it in WWE. You got to be able to grind. You got to be able to eat shit. You got to be able to push your way through. Deal with the politics. Deal with the ups and the downs of their booking cycle. If you can do that, you can be a long-term success in WWE. But if you're going down to the Performance Center for a tryout, if you're starting your career in the business and you want to make it, ask yourself, are you willing to break your leg and finish the match? Because that's what it takes to make it in WWE. And that's the big learning point for this show. Are you willing to break your leg and finish the match? It takes everything you've got and more to make it in WWE. Sacrificing family, sacrificing personal time, sacrificing time wasted in travel, sacrificing money on the road is what it takes to walk that aisle at WrestleMania. And you may do all that shit and still not get that moment. Go back and watch WrestleMania 35 and look at Samoa Joe's entrance. That dude was strutting that ass because he made it. He knew he should have been there a long time ago. But that moment in New York City, in front of 80,000 people, Samoa Joe was strutting that ass because he earned it. He earned that opportunity, and he earned it a long time ago, but he finally got it, and there he was, and good for him. He knows what it takes to make it in WWE. So do I. I'm not even there, but I know what it takes to make it, and I hope you do too. Because remember, your big point of today, it takes all of the ultimate sacrifices to make it in WWE. And that's going to do it for today's edition of Driving with DeMarco and an entire week of Driving with DeMarco. Episode 15 is in the books. My name is Greg DeMarco at ChairShotGreg on the Twitter. The website is thechairshot.com at thechairshot.com on the Twitter. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. Patreon.com/thechairshot. We got a lot of great new stuff coming up. A new podcast in development. Another podcaster looking to join right now. New partnerships in talks. We don't stop. We keep going because we're late to the game in the wrestling website business, and so we've got to compensate for that. We got to give you something nobody else does. We do it with our content, and we're going to continue to do it with our strategy. And I can't wait to show you what we've got planned next. And you know what's funny? Is if you're listening to this show in April of 2020 and not April of 2019, that statement's probably still true. Because we're not going to give up and we're not going to stop because we believe in what we're doing and we believe in you, our loyal listeners and our loyal readers. So thank you for sticking with us. Have a great weekend. Go see Avengers Endgame. Don't spoil it for anybody. Have a good one. And I will see you next week right here on Driving with DeMarco.